Whoa, man.
There we go.
We out here.
Yes.
Live on Mike Robinson Boulevard. Thank y'all for waiting, man. Damn, we've been out for like 1 week, man. I feel like that shit has been forever, dude.
It's first time all year, it seemed like.
Fuck, dude. 1 week, man. A lot of shit happened in 1 week.
Yep.
For real, man. What's up with y'all? Y'all good?
We good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, we good, man. We about to get live with y'all. We about to talk about some fucking crazy shit. We're going to keep this show moving. I'm going to jump right into it. Right next to me, I want to introduce the most interesting comic in the world, yes, Mr. Melrose.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? I missed y'all last week. I started to call in on this motherfucker on GP.
Nigga, it would have been just me and you, motherfucker.
GP, nigga.
It would have just been us two.
Let the phone ring.
Exactly. Nah, man. It's beautiful to be back. Look, the phone number is 323-293-3375.
Call in right now, man.
Hell yeah. Look, just so y'all know I'm getting old, man, I literally have to look at this fucking paper every time I read the number, dude. Mm-hmm. A nigga would have remembered that shit by heart.
Yeah. You're losing your old school
swag.
Second
time, man. I know I'm losing my old school.
Back in the day, that's all a nigga had to go by is memory. What's your number again, baby? Wait, let me get it right. 293.
Yeah.
337. I got it.
Yeah, you picture yourself dialing that motherfucker, dude.
293. Exactly. No, I got it. What's your name again?
Now I just touched a button, dude. What the fuck? Mm.
Send. We used to have to scratch that skin in our skin, you know, like with ash.
Yeah, nigga got to like.
However, like, man, it don't even matter.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker got to tattoo his fucking number on him and shit, dude. Don't never change.
Don't be washing your hands, you know.
Yeah.
Be leaving from the Carolina West, like.
Ah, nigga, don't touch me.
Then the cats have them all ashy-ass black books and everything. Got to come out clumsy as fuck licking their thumbs.
Trying to get to the clean page.
Trying to get to the clean page, exactly.
What's your name again, baby?
Hang out for cell phone.
Old school.
Old schizzle. All right, next to me, man, I got my man DeJuan Brown from Sports and Things, funny ass comedian, blogger, and everything else, man. What's up, homie?
Man, I'm good. I'm chilling, man.
Chilling.
Having a good time, you know, doing my thing.
DeJuan Brown.
Yes, yes, yes.
DB.
D-Bizzle. Next to DeJuan, I got my homie, old school producer and drummer. And drummer is the shit that you're just the most gifted at, probably. But you do everything. That's my homie, JMD, in the place to be.
What's up, y'all?
What up? This nigga is a funny motherfucker. And watch, he is not a comedian.
No.
But he's going to have no problems whatsoever hanging in this game.
He got jokes?
Well, you know, I can remember a few jokes, but I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of like light on my feet, you know.
Okay. Exactly.
Got that pocket, though. You got that pocket?
Oh, yeah, man.
That pocket
every
time. Into the night.
Skabow.
Okay. And walk away.
Yeah, I used to roast D.L. Hughley's ass back in the day.
He is from that right?
Oh, wait. Okay. Speak on that. What you talking about?
He from my hood. He stole all of my shit.
What?
I believe that.
Oh, but he's West Bay better than me. I wouldn't try back on it right now. But he from my hood, man. You know?
Wait a minute. So we just got through having this fucking discussion out there, dude, about jokes and motherfuckers starting it and who runs with it. So you trying to say back in the day in, what is this, high school, used to roast D.L.?
In the neighborhood. Before high school. I'm talking about, I remember where he was just running around the hood, had this little mark on his face to look like the state of California shit. You know, we used to chill on him.
Before he was D.L., he just...
Before he was just Durrell.
Yeah, Durrell. Yes.
We just roast his ass. But he got good, though. He upped his game. His skill level had to rise because he was getting roasted all the time.
That motherfucker is good, too.
Oh, he's on another level. I got to give it to him.
When it comes to roasting, he got you.
Yeah, yeah. He used to hold down that fucking comedy act theater around the block, nigga.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And he'll get on your ass for like 30 minutes, nigga. Mm.
Like, remember?
Destroy the room.
Like, remember before he got political, he would have like 15 minutes a set. 45 minutes of roasting the audience. And that's how I was
exactly.
every night.
Yes.
Off top of his head.
Off the top of the dome piece.
That's what was happening back in our day, though. Especially from my neighborhood. Just cracking on fools, you know. You start at your mom's and work your way on down. You know?
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Nigga, your sister, your auntie, nigga.
Well, the first is like, well, your mom's like, you know, you just coming straight, go straight for the jugular and then just work your way down to the clothes. you know.
To the clothes.
That's just part of the,
that shit just, you got on.
That's just part of our culture, man. That's a way of survival, you know what I mean? People say, don't bully, man. I ain't never had to deal with a bully. I was a fat kid. I had jokes, though. Ain't no bully where you can clown a motherfucker off you.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nobody wants to be clowned.
Nobody wants to be clowned.
Nobody wants to be clowned. That's for fucking sure.
Everybody needs to be clowned, though. That's how you build your character,
that's
man.
That's the truth.
A lot of niggas can't take a joke at them. They get all discombobulated, want to fight you. But like, come on, my
niggas
nigga.
Are so fucking
I was just bagging on you, man. I was just bagging.
Niggas is sensitive.
You
got to
know you ain't shit. Yeah. And then build from there.
Apparently,
you know
nobody ever told you.
You got to know you ain't shit.
Hey, man, we used to go after whatever your worst attribute was, nigga. That's what we focused all our attention on, nigga.
Oh,
you could have a fucking grandma with one leg, nigga, and that's all
we
talked
about. What about your grandma, though? What about your grandma, though?
We call her a spinner, nigga.
What about Miss Hopalong?
Yeah. Boing, boing. Boing, boing.
Talk about your acne. Whatever we can get at, we going to talk
acne,
about.
Nigga.
You got that spot on your face?
Oh, if you got a spot. On your face. Look, like he named, because DL used to have a fucking birthmark type shit on his face.
It looked like Madagascar.
And he named that shit California.
Yeah, it did look like the state of California. The nigga used to have a little bear on it and a flag and shit. He used to fuck him up.
Shout out DL. He grew into that shit.
Nah,
it looked normal
nigga,
now, my nigga.
Yeah, that motherfucker looked normal. He
with that little beard trying to cover that shit up. But, you know,
Hey, look, really, man, DL, let's just, on another note, he the only one that's really kind of keeping it real, dude.
He is. He's keeping it real
I'm proud
right
of
now.
Him. I'm very proud of that dude. Because he, you know, he will speak for all of us. And he'll keep it 100 every time. You know what I mean?
He's not afraid.
Let him off the hook.
Oh, but look, let me tell y'all this. Oh, fuck, man. I just saw this nigga, Dick Gregory, on Saturday night, dude, at the Improv.
Man, I missed that.
This motherfucker, dude, let me tell you, man, this is the best show I have ever seen.
Dick Gregory?
Dick Gregory. And let me tell you, bro, it wasn't like laughs per minute was the most, where you just like, ha, 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 ha. But the nigga's so funny, dude, and he cuts so sharply, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he had white motherfuckers were getting up and leaving that goddamn show, bro.
Early. Good. I mean, he'll tell him the truth.
Early. Oh,
as they should. As they should.
I ain't gonna tell his material, but nigga, he was nigga, everything.
He was telling. You ain't gonna.
It was,
you ain't on the stage. You can tell
it. It was just
it.
A cut, nigga. Sharp.
Oh.
Okay, look. One, for instance, he was like, yo, you come here, black dude. You come here, sister. Come here. Hold up this picture. Open up a picture. It's a big ass picture of a gorilla. He says, well, they say we look like gorillas. So let's evaluate this shit right here. How many niggas in this room got hair on their back right now? Stand up.
White man. The white man. The white man.
Look.
I see where he's going with this shit
already.
That's where he start, right? Then he says, look at this gorilla's lips. Them lips is paper thin. All my niggas in here right now with paper thin lips, stand up.
The white man.
Nobody stood up. Then he hit him with this. Oh, it was rude. He says, look at this picture. Now, all my brothers in here, black people, we got long legs and we got short torsos. We tall as fuck because our legs long as fuck. He said, white dudes got the long torso with the short legs, dude. And it would just fucking just fit the poster that he had, dude. It was so
So you telling me that white people are the real gorillas of the
I'm
world?
I'm just saying, if you're going to call somebody a gorilla.
They're the last ones to evolve to get up out of their cage.
George Carl didn't look like Marty Joe Young, like a white Marty Joe Young.
The white man is the real gorilla?
I'm just telling you what he said in his show, dude. I had never heard such. This nigga said, you know what else he said? He said, this nigga Trump is broke as shit. He says Trump don't have no money. The nigga said he done had 5 fucking Rolls Royces in his life. Dick Gregory. 5 Rolls Royces and ain't paid for none of them yet.
He said Trump
lives his life that way.
Well, you look at this, go back to his bankruptcy back in 2010, 2011. He sold, part of his bankruptcy settlement was to sell his name to the Japanese. Like, he only owns like less than 20% of the Trump brand. Because part of the last, because he had 4 bankruptcies in the last 20 years. But each bankruptcy, part of the settlement was to leverage his name against his debt. So he owns like less than 20% of the brand. Like, our president is literally owned. His last name is owned by the Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah, really.
And Chinese are embedded with the Russians.
And look, what other person that you know that's a billionaire goes around talking about, I'm rich, man. I'm fucking rich, man.
They don't.
I'm rich.
They never do.
Baby.
Not one, dude.
Oh, well.
Baby.
Ricky Rose. That's about
he
it.
He doing some nigga shit.
They ghetto rich. Really
only thing missing from Trump is the picture of him holding $20,000 like you talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but you know,
like he from Tennessee and shit.
You know what he said? But you know who his grandfather was, though, right? How his grandfather amassed that fortune? He owned brothels in black neighborhoods. That's he was the guy that owned the brothels and owned all the porn houses and all the red light districts.
Okay, but look.
That's how they amassed it.
Like the Rockefellers, they got that money like through, the Kennedys.
Like the Roosevelts. They got their money through pimping.
Hey, but look, Dick Gregory kicked this game, too. He said, look, ain't nobody, period, whatsoever in the history of New York City that's in construction got rich off the game except the mafia. Mm-hmm. Nobody, not one. Mm-hmm. So he says, is he in the mafia or not? Mm-hmm. I say no. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. He says no. So how the fuck you get rich in that game, in that city, and you ain't in it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you one thing quickly, briefly on Dick Gregory.
Y'all tell me my nigga ain't rich?
That's what he's trying
to tell you. He ain't what we said.
The first autobiography, first novel I ever read was Dick Gregory's. It's called Nigger. Mm-hmm. And I read that because this white teacher was telling me I couldn't read. This is like in the 70s when I was in school. We had all these white teachers over here in South Central LA.
They still do the same
coming
shit.
Coming to save all us little black kids and stuff. But I wasn't interested in see Mary go and run spot run. And so they were like, well, get something you want to read. So I was going through my mother's books and I saw, on the cover it said Nigger. I was like, oh, let me get that. So I read that shit, and Dick had a hell of a life, man. He was beat down as a shoe shine boy. He had his teeth kicked in by a white guy, shining shoes.
Yeah.
And years later, when I moved and lived to New York City, I was on a break in between shows, and I went outside with my guitar player to smoke a joint. And here comes Dick Gregory walking down the middle of East Village.
Wow.
East Village, New York. And this is like my hero. This is like,
right.
You know, and I'm like, I got to join him, like, try to put that shit out. Because I want to meet Dick Gregory. And I got smoke billowing out my nose. Right. Mr. Gregory, I want to sort of meet you. Like, it was kind of an embarrassing moment. Yeah. But I missed that moment to, like, really, you know what I mean? But very interesting reach and checking out. The brother's very deep, very heavy cat. You know
I'm
mean?
Telling you, bro, for 2 hours, this motherfucker, this shit I just talked about, it started off all funny, dude. But, like, with the last 30 minutes to go, motherfucker, it was just like zip, rip, rip.
And this is something we got to know about Dick Gregory. The reason why Bill Cosby's on is because Dick Gregory was the first comedian that made the big money. He was making $5,000 a night, with Playboy. Mm-hmm. You know, because Hugh Hefner is the one that put him in the Playboy Club. Okay. Dick Gregory was the first comic that was he was making more money than Johnny Carson. He was making more money than everybody. This dude literally stopped being the most at the top of his game. He was like where LeBron James is now, mm-hmm. and said, "I can't do this."
Dick Gregory,
Dick Gregory. He was the first one. He said, "I can't do this. My people need me down south. We got to march." He marching with Medgar Evers.
I know.
He marching with King. He's best friends with not best, but really close with Malcolm X.
Man,
and he left
science,
the game.
That's science he break down on Malcolm X, dude.
But what put Bill Cosby on was
Pilch.
They were like, we need. Yeah. they said we need a black comic.
Yeah, we need an opposite.
They need an opposite. They needed a black comic to fill in for Dick Gregory because Dick Gregory was missing too many dates because he was too busy marching with the movement.
Oh,
and so Dick Gregory is like, I know this comic named Bill Cosby. Call him up.
And
because
nigga,
I'm too busy marching for my people.
Yeah, and that nigga and got a mean is. Cup of tea, too.
Damn. Dick Gregory also the one that sued the government and got them to admit that for the Kennedy and King assassination.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the one that filed the lawsuit that got the government to admit that they got rid of Kennedy and King.
Shout out Dick Gregory.
Dick Grizzle.
Big time.
All right, man.
Money where his mouth is.
So the shoe shine, boy.
Let's jump Make into it, man. What the fuck is trending? We talk about what's trending, right?
What's trending, Mike?
So
I have to turn my phone on to find out.
No, look, I got it right here, right? Faison Love beat the shit out of somebody at the airport. Did y'all niggas see
that? Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Man, did you see the video?
Yeah, he whooped his ass.
Yeah, he got his full royal ass whooping. Yeah,
nigga kept calling him. Nigga kept calling him Big Perm, Big Perm, Big Perm.
Is that what
perm.
He was calling him?
But no, Faison Love said though in this video. Did you see the video?
I saw the little after shit.
He said the dude spit on him. So hell, if he spit on him, he deserved to get his ass.
And look,
whooped.
He was like, sometimes a nigga just need his ass whooped.
And that's true.
Yeah, I wish I was that.
Shout out to all the niggas out there that need their ass whooped and ain't got it whooped yet.
You know who you are.
It's a gang of niggas that need their ass whooped, man. People don't be knowing how close they come to an ass whooping sometimes, man.
People come real close.
They come close and you never knew it.
My brother did me like that. He gave me my first real ass whooping. He said, nigga, say another word, I'm going to sock you right in the jaw. I was like,
Pop-Tart.
I'm like, why you do that? He's like, nigga, you needed your ass whooped.
Yeah,
like,
you needed it.
I respected it.
Some people need it.
Shout out Patrick.
Patrick with the right hood. All right, look, another airport story. Young M.A., are y'all up on her?
Oh, yeah.
The
Edith Wise.
Yeah, the super tough.
That's that lady dude, right?
Miss Strap-On.
Bitches in boxes.
She bro or something. Right, look, young M.A. was at the airport and got arrested for having a 9-inch strap-on on. He thought it was a weapon.
Bitch, that's, hold on. No, that wasn't that's
dumb. I guess it was.
What? She didn't have it on?
That's dumb.
Oh.
It was dumb. It was in like. She
it was
like
bulging like a Glock or something.
First of all,
no, she wears it. No, she wears it. She wears the shit like she like keeps a dick.
That's dumb.
But she claims that she can feel man. That shit, though. That's what that puzzles me. It's like. She be talking about, like, I want bitches to give me head on my strap. I'm like, well.
Why, bitch? Why?
I might as well get some head on this microphone or some shit.
Man, if you don't sit your vicarious living ass down.
Yeah.
Oh, living. Man,
that's why I bet you can't make that motherfucker do like this when it's hard. Like a real nigga make that motherfucker jump two times.
You've got no control of it whatsoever.
None. Maybe she got electrolytes hooked up to her heart where they pulsate and she feel that shit. And she got a creaming substance technique.
Yeah.
I'm about to be squirting lotion and shit.
Hey.
Jergens dick.
She got the fully capable money.
Hey, she low-key called Jeffrey. What was the dude? John Wayne Bobbitt's doctor. Like, hey, how'd you put that back on? Can that work for women? Can that work? What's the hookup? Can I get a 2-for-1 discount?
And they got the big vein in it.
I need that.
Damn.
That's scandalous. Man.
She needs to be arrested for that bullshit.
Is that a trip, dude? That
probably 9 inches, was it hard or what? Is this 9 inch a lip or hard? What are you doing out here in the street?
The shame of the whole thing is she is really the hardest rapper that New York has today.
I know, dude.
She's the best they got.
She's hard.
It's the truth. It's the truth. She is the best.
Your hardest rapper got a 9-inch fake dick.
Fake dick.
Ooh.
Getting arrested
at all times.
All time, you know what I mean?
That used to be a pride getting arrested at the airport with a 9 on you.
Hey, look, they got this other nigga down. Let me tell you, this one motherfucker I like from New York, nigga only got one song, or maybe got a couple, but
Remy Ma.
This nigga named Casanova 2X. Do y'all know this nigga?
Nah.
This nigga got a shit this ignorant. That motherfucker be like, niggas try to catch me in my drop. Niggas try to book me for my watch. They ain't know I had the Glock. Now everybody getting shot.
Man, I'm tired of niggas talking about other niggas know. Other niggas looking at me. Other niggas hating on me. You ain't got shit. Ain't nobody looking at everybody you or hating on you little bum ass. God damn.
Niggas don't give a fuck.
Whatever happened to telling a story in your song?
Give it the bubble. All right, look.
What's up with the Remy Ma Nicki fucking battle, dude?
It's just ridiculous, man.
That shit's hilarious.
That shit is hilarious,
I'm so disappointed in Nicki for responding to that shit.
Hey.
With other niggas rapping for her shit. That shit was booty, man. I'm sorry.
How you gonna bring your crew?
It's like having
the peanuts.
It's like having niggas jump in on a fight for you and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You supposed to be going head up and your niggas is jumping
in. And you still lost though.
But look,
you still lose. You and all the rest of your niggas lost.
But look, it's like as a girl fighting another girl and having your male homies jump in.
Nigga, Remy Ma ain't no regular girl though, my nigga though. Don't put her in no girl category, my nigga.
nigga.
Mike, you brought up a good point because them fellas did sort of break a man law. Because one of the man laws, let the ladies be.
Yeah.
You don't get involved in female business.
You got to get your homegirls to get in it. Yeah.
You can't get, as a man, you just don't get, you let them handle their thing.
Yeah, man.
When you see females fighting, men kick back, let them fight, and hope some titties fly out.
That's exactly it.
That's what we hope for.
If you lucky.
We want to see this shit going on and shit.
How did y'all feel about that original Remy Ma?
Nah, see, I felt like she slaughtered her with a vicious body blow that make you lose your air, dude, and you fall down and fuck it. She only hit you one time, but too hard for you to do anything about it. Then she came with the number two, man, and it kind of fucked it up, dude.
I think that number one joint was straight boring, man. Like
that track was booty.
I tried to play it for niggas, and this is how you know when shit boring. Like, by the eighth verse, everybody listening, and then niggas start talking. After eight bars, niggas start talking.
That shit was hard to me.
See,
that shit was weak.
I like
it. Good,
see,
dude.
This is why I like
it.
She
got it real good.
I like it because she got her on the ignorant tip, saying I whoop your ass, but also on a business tip. When she brought her the 360 deal, anybody that know anything about music know how them 360 deals work. We got the daisy chains where this person getting paid.
Yeah, you on a deal. I mean, this nigga got a deal, and he got a deal, and he got
a deal.
And
when
you
do the same deal every nigga got.
Yeah, but I'm saying you call that out because these are the same niggas talking about, so I'm balling, I'm this, I'm that. No, you're not.
Nope.
You really not. That's what your name is worth. If you had, you probably
have
5%
of that.
After so long, that 360 chain nigga then linked up.
Yeah, she
you can't
she
deny
got long
that.
Though.
It depends.
She got
it depends.
Long though.
That bitch
she
a
might not
worldwide
get what she
should have
got,
star.
Right, but she got like $80 million, they said.
It depends.
That bitch got perfume,
because
Barbie dolls.
That bitch got a broke ass.
They making money, but not off of records.
No,
nobody can make money off of records.
You're right.
Nobody, music is free.
You're right.
This is the worst time in the history of the world to try and sell some records. Anybody can go get your shit for free.
And that's on music money. It's a shell game. It's one of them things where it's a Ponzi. Where's the money? It's a Ponzi scheme. It's usually the artist is the one with the least amount.
Live shows the only way you get paid. That's
man.
That's, you get that and merch. That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And she world touring, my nigga, so she getting bread.
Yeah, like, yeah. So she gets that skrilla from that. But otherwise,
shout out Remy Ma trying to jump on her coattail and get famous, nigga, off the pop star, man.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, y'all. Hey, Mike Robinson Boulevard, live on MorrisMedia.com. Pull this behind the boards. Take us to a break.
Booyah.
Desire. Man, y'all know how I used to kill the dance floor, baby.
Hell yeah. Playing air guitar on the solo and shit, too.
Eddie Hazel.
Hey, man, I learned
that's not Eddie. That's Kid.
That's Mike Hampton?
Yep, that's Mike
Hampton. I thought that was Eddie on that one.
No, no, that's Mike Hampton.
That's Kid Funk?
Kid Funk.
I love him on the Maggot Brain.
Eddie Hazel is still the cat, though.
Yeah.
Regardless. But yeah, that's Mike.
What y'all know about the original 15-minute version of that mug?
Man, that's the only one I play. It's just in my phone.
Okay, we got some G's.
That's the only one I play.
We got some OG's. All right, man. All right, look, thanks for coming back, joining us through that nice little Parliament fucking George Clinton break.
Yes.
That's a crazy
now time
dude.
For a quick Melrose Minute.
Melrose Minute. Now, initially, we was going to have some official shop talk. I got some disturbing news today. It was about my dear friend, Auntie Fee. Now, it was said that she passed away. Now, I've been getting texts all throughout the show. She may still be alive. I don't really know the official prognosis of what happened, but I want to say, Auntie Fee, we pulling for you. We love you. You know, you're very special to me because you already know all the shit. You done taught me how to cook. I can fry some broccoli
for
right
real,
now,
though,
nigga.
Right
tastes
now.
Like fried chicken, nigga.
Yeah.
I got a fried cauliflower, nigga, to take like fish. Nigga. Straight up. So, you know.
We love you, Aunt Fee. We're going to put some prayers up for whatever
prayers
the situation.
Up.
Man, Aunt Fee is great.
Yeah.
Real talk.
All right, man. So, who knew?
Who knew what, Mike?
Who knew? The human body can withstand 45 dels of pain.
What's Adele?
Adele is their measurement of pain. I don't know what that stands for. It's an acronym.
That was that non-singing white chick.
Childbirth. Oh,
I can only take a couple of that. Just a little bit of that.
Yeah, I can take three bars of her voice.
Yeah. That's
pretty much it. And that ugly ass dress too.
Yeah, for real.
That shit,
dude.
Bitch, look like the Jolly Fat Giant.
Like she's eternally pregnant with that dress.
Man, can I have some milk?
Green ass, man.
All right, look. So we can. The human body can withstand 45 deaths. Childbirth raises the bar up to 57 deaths beyond what when people are humanly supposed to be able to withstand during childbirth. That's the equivalent of breaking 20 bones at one time.
Mm.
That's crazy.
I ain't never thought about that, but that shit look fucking crazy.
It
does. Yeah, but being at all my kids' childbirths, I can imagine that shit. It's like, man. Can you imagine? Like,
is that with or without the epidural?
Without.
Yeah, that's without.
My old lady was a trooper, man. It was like
she went without the epidural?
3 times.
Really?
All natural.
Oh, man.
She wanted to let you know what kind of woman you fucking with. Like, that shit you try to put me through ain't shit.
Yeah. She just said, just try passing a cantaloupe through your dick.
Hey, but look. That's nasty. Pretty much the same. It'll be done, dude. It'll be useless. Hey, look. What I'm saying, what I trip off of, like, if you shoot a lady, if you shoot her, right, with a 22, and the bullet go in her, nigga, it's going to be anesthesia up the yin-yang to get that little shit out, right? But to have a fucking baby dude with 10 pounds, dude, busting through your ass, and you want to try to be bad and shit and have that shit with no anesthesia, man? What the fuck? It exists. It's there, man.
Give it up to the ladies, goddammit, because I'm
tough.
Shit.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Man, I couldn't do it.
I had a cyst removed a couple weeks ago, and I was like, give me all the goddamn anesthesia you can get.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All right, now look, here's the next part of the stat, right?
Okay.
They said that getting kicked in the balls is equivalent to 9,000 deaths.
I could agree with that.
because getting swiped in the balls is probably 400 deals. Shit, the deals and the singing group,
nigga,
all that.
You know it's a man. You know it's a man that wrote this though. This nigga said 9,000 deals.
No, because I don't know if you ever had a real, like when you're on a bike and then you fall, hit the joint on a pole, and at like 7 seconds, because the whole, I don't think the deal kick in on a ball hit. Until like 7 seconds later.
After you cough first, dude.
And then the pain migrates up to your stomach.
Oh, yeah, the first, you're like, damn.
Then your stomach is fucked up for like 6, 7 minutes.
It's delayed, man. 9,000 deals.
So birthing a child or something, but getting kicked in the balls is a motherfucker.
What about blue balls, though? How many deals does that go for? Like,
that's infinity.
That's infinity.
That's a subtle deal.
I don't know.
That's infinity deals.
That's some Sudafed deals, nigga.
That's some give me a gun, though. That's why I don't shoot this.
That go to your, like, insanity. It don't go to pain.
Nigga, both.
Nigga got the capability of letting that blue ball off, though. You can just there's self-medication for the blue ball.
I was in a predicament where I had no way to, you know.
It's possible.
I walked all the way to this bride's house in high school to try and get some. I was going to get my first little taste. I was this close, and her pops pulled up.
Oh.
So I had to, like, pull my shit up and try to act normal, sit all on the couch with all the plastic and shit.
Oh, you're done.
You have
the plastic seat. I'm squeaking around in that motherfucker. I'm sitting there with 3 legs and shit.
Yeah.
So I had to excuse myself. Oh,
like,
girl,
son, stand up.
I was just, and he's a big-ass nigga, too, boy. Let me tell you, son. So, like, she lived off 157th. I lived on 137. I had to walk.
Damn.
With blue balls. Nigga, man. I wanted to die, nigga.
That's why I said it's so subtle. It's so subtle.
Did you have to hide the hardy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Tucking under the belt and shit? Like,
well, when that nigga came through with all that bass in his voice, my shit just said, pew.
Yeah.
True. Hey, young fella.
Yeah, that wasn't, nigga, that wasn't blue ball.
True. Nothing kills it like
that
fear,
was scary
nigga.
Ball, nigga.
Big ass construction
blue
worker
ball,
dad.
Blue ball don't go down.
Oh, he wanted John Henry looking.
Oh, no, yeah. He had a big ass fucking axe and every damn thing.
Hey, look. Like, ladies be talking about Viagra last too long. You want that shit to end? Scare the shit out of that nigga. That shit'll be done.
I knew one nigga that actually had to go to the hospital for that shit. Everybody,
on some Viagra?
Yeah, you know, because all of us are, oh, my dick stay hard for 4 hours. I'm fucking the whole world. I'm just on the phone. I'm like,
with no bitches, though.
Hey, I'm still up. I'm still up, baby. What's up? I'm still up.
Just blowing up, DMs left and right. You don't send it out pictures and shit. But no, this nigga had to go. He had to get a shot in the dick, and they had to drain the blood out of his dick.
Damn.
Man.
I bet that shit wasn't never the same.
That's a scary ass nigga
That's why I was like, you know what? I'm never going to try
this
shit.
I would have let my shit last, nigga. I never done it either, though.
He was trying to get up on this girl. He wanted to make an everlasting impression. So he took like 1.5.
He did some extra.
He OD'd on the V.
ODV. Is that a thing?
That's an ODV.
Well, you know, his shit.
I'm no Osiris of this shit.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
I like it raw. Yeah, baby, like it raw.
Oh, man. All right, man.
Neil Mariah.
Next one. Who knew? Who knew that Metal World Peace still plays, dude, for the Lakers, dude? I just saw this shit yesterday.
Yeah. He was on the roster, but I don't know if he played.
He ain't getting in the game, but
he was in the game, dude, and there's some footage of him, like, getting spun around or something. Y'all ain't see that?
Damn.
Hey, man, shout out to niggas out there who know how to keep their job. You know what I mean? Fuck all the bullshit.
This nigga, value, dude.
Yeah, like, nigga.
We got a clean
house.
Run,
I could just stick some of y'all niggas during practice. It's cool. I'm still valuable.
We got a clean house. Clean house, Magic Johnson. Help us.
Oh, man, funny. All right, man, what would you rather? Who would you rather see you get knocked out? Your moms, your girl, or your kids?
Moms.
Moms ain't going nowhere.
Moms. I still love you, baby. It's okay.
Baby, get up.
Just raise your right hand.
You saw that fight on HBO on Saturday?
Curtis Samuel?
His ass knocked out in front of his mama. His mama was like 9 feet, and he was on the edge of the ring, like out on national TV while the mama looked like, oh, my baby. That shit was hilarious.
Your girl, she always going to bring that shit up.
Yeah, like, punk ass nigga.
You ain't gonna do that shit in front of such and such.
Why you in sock Jerome like that, nigga?
And then your kids would be like hanging their head in shame.
Like, daddy
and shit.
A bitch.
Not even daddy a bitch, but like, daddy, like,
If I'm in a bind, daddy can't do shit. Yeah. So it's like, goddamn.
Yeah. Give me them damn car keys,
that's
dad.
A hopeless feeling.
Fuck you.
Hey, daddy, these niggas tripping. You think we should go get Uncle Lamont to come up.
Hey, when that kid turns 17, he gonna be taking your car. Like, man, you ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, you ain't about to do nothing, dad. Dad, you stay back. You stay back. I'll go talk to him.
I knock your ass out like Henry did, motherfucker.
Moms for sure. Moms gonna help a nigga up and feed him.
Everybody unconditional love from the moms.
Choose the moms for that.
Everybody choosing moms.
Yeah.
Easy call. All
right. Next one. What would you rather? Would you rather give up, you got to give up one. Would you give up your sight, your touch, your hearing, your taste, or your smell? Which sense would you give up?
Smell.
You smell a lot of ass around this motherfucker these days.
Smell. Everybody went to smell. Quick. Yeah. You know that like your taste is connected to your smell, so really they the same. You can't taste shit forever.
As long as you have a washcloth handy. Well, never mind.
Oftentimes, shit tastes the way it smells, so I just taste it.
If I but
a lot of niggas forsake the taste, my nigga. Like, you
like tat 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 tat.
This is no good for me, right?
Everybody
here.
Saying smell.
Now maybe I'll tell them, maybe smell. Taste. Cause then I probably start eating vegetables and shit a hell of a lot more. I'd be eating kale instead of honey buns.
We got
you
a thinking man right here.
You know what I mean?
You would never be able to smell your girl, dude. You'll never be able to smell fucking
women
flowers
smell
and weed.
I can taste her, nigga.
Smell. That nigga smell with his tongue like smell. A lizard and shit. Yeah,
there you go. Oh, you got that perfume on I like. Gum.
Obsession?
Or your ass didn't, you in the shower, I taste the sweat on your neck.
There you go.
Nah, I think I'm rolling with it, man. I think the worst one would be, to me, man, giving up the sense of touch, dude. Like, you're basically suspended in fucking reality. You can't feel nothing touch you. You know what I mean? That shit would be ill, dude.
Yeah, that probably would bug you out.
Touch is very important. There was a study I read a long time ago. Like, when there were some babies who, they had a situation where the babies weren't touched as babies.
Ah, yeah.
And they died.
Really?
Yeah. The babies that were touched lived. The babies that weren't touched died.
Wow.
So touch is very, very important.
Yeah. Plus,
who did that test? Hitler?
Obama.
Plus, like, touch helps with diseases. You know what I mean? The people get it all wrong when they always rubbing hand sanitizer saying, I ain't going to touch that. The more you touch and expose yourself to, the more your body builds up antibodies against those things. Right. So touch is very important. In cultures like in West Africa, where they touch a lot, you see diseases at a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. In cultures where people are more distant, you see higher levels of disease.
So people just go sit out, just go sit on the toilet at the restaurant
and touch a gang of niggas on the way out.
Touch the toilet, sit down. You can live longer.
Oh, crazy, man! All right, look. Interesting fact: the best person in your life is the one who comes first in your mind after hearing this sentence.
What sentence, my nigga?
I just said it. Who came into your mind first?
Nigga, I was waiting for the sentence.
I was waiting.
Nobody came in my mind. You gotta give me a better sentence.
Damn, nigga, you are a loner. That means you got nobody in your life, dude.
I think about my wife first, usually shit, but I was still waiting on a sentence, though.
Damn, man, maybe I read it wrong, dude. Fuck all y'all, man.
Don't smoke.
Nigga, look, the shit worked on me, dude, after I read the sentence, dude.
Who came in your mind, Mike?
I can't remember.
Somebody he don't want to remember came
in his mind. It was a blend, dude. It happened in a weird way, dude. It was like my mom's. But then it was my wife and my mom's, and then it was like, then shit just dissolved and shit.
You don't skip that shit.
Since it didn't work, whatever, man. We're about to play a song. Forget y'all. Look, Mike Robinson Boulevard, liveandmortarsmedia.com. Let's go. We'll be back.
Who come in your
minutes.
Mind when this song come on?
MCs, baby.
Well, what it is, you know, they know what it is.
What it is. Hey, Mike.
Oh, wait, why you stop?
Stop that shit, man. Mike Robertson Boulevard, coming hard. Everybody know your boy never been scarred. Sitting on the radio, niggas be like, we're Melio. Live on Morris Radio, 323-293-3375. That nigga Melrose be coming live, got feet in the booth.
Yo.
That's it.
What's up, Fee?
I see my
poetess.
Hey, wait. I was
she
about
got
to
bars.
Go, man.
Boy, got bars? I believe it. I do believe that.
Hey, Mike Robinson Boulevard. Come on my street and I'll pull your cars. In my street, but it ain't no cars. And I stand hard. And I'm like Lord, cause I'm greasy. Come through, poop. I don't know when it's over. Yo, man, I'll take that.
We back in this motherfucker,
hell
man.
Hell yeah, man.
Little segment.
Yeah, a little impromptu hip-hop, man. We just
shout out
like
to Poetess, though, on everything.
I know, huh?
Shout out to the Poetess.
People don't know. Poetess, you got bars running. Like crazy bars. They don't know. They better go look on YouTube and find your record
know,
and play
man.
That shit.
Ain't nothing to it but to step up to the mic.
That's right. She could blow this shit up right now.
I be feeling like I'm stalking Poetess when I start researching her and shit. I'm like, calm down, my nigga. Like, don't
damn,
like the
nigga.
Pics, nigga.
Pretend.
You ever had to stop yourself from liking a pic? Like, ah, That shit's creepy. That's 1992.
Unlike.
Triple tap.
Yeah, exactly. All right, look, man, I checked out this site.
What site, Mike?
A site called She Knows. It's a site owned by a woman to help educate women. So she lists 49 sex facts that all women should know. Okay? I picked a few of them. All
right.
We'll see how many we get through.
Gee.
First things first. A study found that men feel more emotional pain after a breakup than women.
False.
That's kind of like
I don't know, man. Do niggas be catching feelings?
Only the first time. The first time you in love, and then after that shit, it's all wrap.
Niggas no play too feeling. Short after a breakup.
Dudes only man. Get their heart broke man. Once. They only get their hearts broke
hey, man,
once.
I've had my heart broken.
Once.
Probably multiple times. Nigga. Once by my teacher. Nigga.
Oh, well. You was never going to get down.
Yeah.
That explains looking up women's sites. Nigga talking to some real niggas.
Maybe she's there. Oh, no, man.
Nowadays,
that's what they say,
teachers
man.
Be boning dudes.
I think niggas be getting
their
feelings hurt. I don't know. All these dudes, man, these are real studies, man, where they fucking, each one has an individual reference, man.
That's anyway. White people shit, Mike.
All right. 12% of adults have had sex at work.
Facts.
I thought it would be close to like 42%.
Facts.
I'm pretty sure that's fact. I thought it was at work,
but because of work.
No, at work.
Damn.
Bend over by the copy machine.
Yeah.
My closet.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time you go to a new job, you figure out, you look for the cuts.
Just in case.
Where and who?
Just in case it happened. I already got in the back of my mind.
Right. In the parking lot don't count.
Not a parking lot don't count. You see that little room upstairs in the storage closet.
That's got to be real, right? That's got to be real.
Got to be real.
Barber chair.
It's probably more, right? All right, look. Men who have sex at least twice a week cut their chances of cancer in half.
That's a beautiful thing.
I believe
thing.
That.
That's a beautiful thing.
Because cancer,
most cancer is just people holding on to issues and anger and stuff like that. And you're fucking a lot. You ain't got much to be angry
right.
about. You know what I mean?
You be like, baby, will you save my life?
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's bullshit. Prostate cancer and shit.
That's
you
bullshit.
Keep that shit going.
Bullshit.
Man, I think it's real, Melrose. Man, these
I know
are
niggas
facts.
That been doing mad fucking died of cancer, my nigga. I know a nigga that never smoked a cigarette, went outside and got hit by a tobacco truck. Man, that shit don't mean nothing.
That nigga should have.
Gotta go. Ain't that Robin here said? Gotta go.
Sometimes you just gotta go, man.
Hey, like
whatever,
that's how I look at like if people like. Die of a certain reason. Like, if you just walk in a storm and you get caught in a storm drain, that was just your time because you knew that motherfucker was raining.
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing by a storm drain?
Like the dude who, like, started the jogging craze. Everybody was jogging, and the motherfucker was jogging and had a heart attack and died.
Damn, the nigga who created jogging?
Yeah, the Mr.
the
jogging.
The slow run.
Yeah. He started the shit off, like, in the 70s.
That's
Mr.
Hilarious.
Physical Fitness,
wow.
and he died. He didn't last like Jack LaLanne, though.
Well, no, that nigga.
Jack LaLanne.
Doing push-ups on his pinkies.
With
nigga,
white
like,
eyebrows.
Until that nigga was dead, he was doing push-ups and jumping jacks and shit.
Hell yeah, man.
Juice man.
Hell yeah.
What else does white woman say, Mike?
Man,
what else does white woman say?
She says that there are 5 to 7 calories in 1 teaspoon of semen.
I wouldn't know.
Well, that ain't my problem. Shit.
You said it ain't my problem. Man, dude, somebody might be hungry, dude, and need some
food. How much calorie in vagina juice, nigga?
That's what I need to know, nigga.
Yeah. This is ladies saying it, dude. This is ladies.
Hey, they need to figure out, nigga, what's
the type shit they be saying, dude.
It's a lot of bullshit.
Sucking titties is fat free.
Make you smarter too if the little shit come out is sweet.
If it's sweet, it make you smarter.
That's what I heard.
That's guys' nutrients right there.
My kids are pretty
guy's
intelligent.
You're right.
God's greatest nutrients, nigga, is right there, and it's
in
free.
The
Just be scared when the juice come out. That means something in the oven.
Yep.
Nigga, I came around in that pump era, nigga. Niggas to have backup in the freezer. Anyway, man.
Yeah.
I won't speak on that.
I had to go through the same shit, man.
Really?
My old lady, like, she be coming in the door from work.
Yeah, like.
And Gore, she like be floating through the door, titties about to explode and shit.
Get the pump, get the pump. Get the pump.
Double up.
The pads ain't working, the pads ain't
right,
working.
I could help you with that. What a smile.
I remember one time I was at a party and I saw a lady, she sprayed milk on the crowd, my nigga, like in the club. Like,
damn.
Man, I got this lactating session
out of here. Yeah, nigga, like popping bottles. Like,
this shit was cute though. Nigga was just standing there like.
Over here.
Tupac Warren G was walking to the moment. She was like, nigga was like, give it to me.
Nigga was throwing up West
Coast. Hey, nigga was like, this shit cracking. Bitches spraying titties, everything.
Oh, man.
Real story,
stupid,
though.
Man.
Shout out Glam Slam. That was at Glam Slam.
Glam Slam. Pretty good.
Hey, look, have you guys, are y'all up on this little phenomenon called these silent parties and shit? Y'all up on that?
Nope.
Basically,
auctions.
You go to the club, everybody puts on wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And they playing the music only in your headphones. There's no beats on in the room. And everybody got their shit on. And it's like,
they been doing that for house parties a lot nowadays, so the neighbors don't
fuck
with it.
So be quiet, exactly.
Yeah, so your neighbor's party don't get shut down. That'll be fun, I heard.
That shit is, I heard it, I had never been to one, but I heard that shit is like spooky, kind of like.
It is spooky. How'd you talk to, hey.
How you going, holla?
Hey, what's up?
Do you still get the red light?
Hey, what's your name?
No. You can not, but think about it. You can actually holler because in a club, you can't hear shit anymore. They got the shit on. In a club, you can't hear a goddamn thing unless you go out to the smoking patio.
That's the part. You know what I mean? That's the whole allure of being in the club. My nigga, shut the fuck up. Let's feel each other.
Dude, that's
a lot
shit
of motherfuckers be
like
trying to talk in the wrong. Like, come on, my nigga. Huh? You got to be like, huh? Huh? Bitch, what are you talking about, huh? It's dance. You dance,
feel
I dance.
Feel my energy.
Yeah, that's
baby.
It. We doing it
I
right
got
here.
Energy in this room.
When it's time to talk, you just be like.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do. You ain't got to go out to the smoking pack.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Man, I'm
just
tired
take your headphones
and
off.
You ain't got to yell.
And you can whisper.
Yeah.
But look, I'm tired of DJs getting over, man, on this fucking Damn near playing Pandora or iTunes.
That's
shit,
that's all they do now.
Fucking party, man.
I hate that shit.
And what they do is they set the tempo. It's like he a drummer, like I'm a drummer. I feel tempo. So when I'm over here hearing a Jay-Z song sound like the Bee Gees, it's a problem. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking all the songs and putting them at 120 beats a minute.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I can't do that.
It may sound like hate, but I really hate DJs getting paid for playing other people's music. Like, they created the shit. Like, they went to music school and composed that shit and sang and rap on it. These motherfuckers be making like $30,000 a
day. You
got to
respect the cohesiveness of a party that a nigga can keep the party cracking.
I can do that, you know.
But see,
you need $30,000.
You're a gifted musician.
I need that $30,000.
You need $30,000.
I'll get that.
Yeah, you need that.
And there was once a time
I'll be playing all 45s, though.
But you're not going to get $30,000 playing 45.
There was a time when
it'd take too long.
It'd be mostly OJs.
Yeah, it'd take too long.
But there was a time DJ actually had to have skill and sync the music, and he was actually working.
And working the crowd through the music.
Now they didn't got to work the crowd. They just hit play, and there's some jack-off saying, "It's a party outside." Who's that dude?
Let's go
party outside.
They have the whole thing. They have the whole thing set up already. They know they have the whole playlist. Hit play, and then they'll just touch some pads and scribble around.
Yeah,
and
niggas like, be dancing. Shadow dancing.
That's almost equivalent to saying that you remember when a comedian had to be funny. Now, if you're a comedian, you see a bunch of motherfuckers on the circuit that's not funny, but these are the niggas that's eating.
They crowd controllers.
You like, wow, how the fuck? This nigga ain't make nobody laugh, and it's a bunch of motherfuckers in here to see him. How and why? You got to understand how the game has evolved. Like, it's not, you know, you're an old school cat. You know
how
what
do
I mean?
How do a comedian do that and not get... How do you get paid for not making people laugh? I mean...
You get paid for bringing motherfuckers.
If you got a TV commercial,
I can bring 100 people, I can get paid. Wow. If I could be funny as fuck and I bring anybody, then that warrants no money.
Damn.
At the end of the night, what are we splitting up? Nothing.
So it's popularity, huh?
It's whatever oh, brings the popularity. People to the spot.
Yeah. Mm.
And man. That's in DJ, that's it. Even MCs, you're like, damn, this nigga can't even rap. Wow. But everybody is flocking to this motherfucker. Why? I don't know. But at the end of the night, nigga, the club bringing up the bread, the bar bringing up the bread, like, nigga, everybody happy. Wow. You bring in the fresh MC, nigga spitting galore. He's spitting stupid. And ain't nobody in there to watch the motherfucker like, yo, this.
Right.
The bar has been lowered for all the art forms.
Yeah, even music. It's all about setting up.
It's tripping me out that you saying that about comedy, man.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing, dude. There's very few people that are gifted.
Wow.
Hey, but I'm about to play something. POTUS, can you pull up that last link? I'm about to play something, man, for y'all, so y'all can see what some skills look like.
Okay.
He don't even know I'm about to do this. Da 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 da. I would do a drum roll, but then that's whack to do a drum roll to some drums. This is my man JMD
on the drums.
And look, he's just doing a quick warm up. That's what I want y'all to know. He's just sitting down, like, let me just warm up for like 1 minute.
Shout out to the real drummers out there in the world, man. Keep that pocket living. Man.
Where
keep
you find tape going, of me man. Playing?
YouTube. Oh
man, I got it off your pizzage, probably. Baby.
It's not working. Know. Thank God.
I kind of it was a weird way I pulled it. Is it not gonna work? Dang.
Y'all didn't want to see that. Do you have a way to go to Facebook?
Let's get some of that table drum shit.
Oh, really? It won't play?
You don't got no table drum?
For me and him. Let's get it.
Table drum. Let's get it cracking.
Table drum. First time ever on Morris Media, table drum.
Ooh.
I gotta come back on that one. That's a George. Ain't that what James Brown told us?
Mike Robertson Boulevard. That's what it sounds like in a penitentiary right now. Niggas out there rehearsing their shit.
That's some lunch table shit right there.
That's where hip hop started on lunch table. Trust that.
It started
Look,
on lunch
we
table.
Used to just bag on each other, beating on my friend's dad's Cadillac to beats. This is like in 73, mm-hmm. before hip hop. Just bagging.
In 73?
73. Rhyming.
If you don't
and bagging
cut it out. If you don't 73?
73. Three.
That's really what Gil Scott-Heron was doing. Gil Scott was just talking.
Rap been around a long ass
Curtis
time.
Curtis Mayfield, it's been around forever. It's all this time. Stuff comes back That's to the gangsta. Motherland. It's music.
For sure, man. Yeah. Hey, man, well, look, y'all, we had an hour, man. I say this every week, how fast it goes.
It's over.
But it's over, man. Damn. Let's go around the table before we bounce out of here. Tell me what y'all got going on. Melrose just opened a shop, Black Hollywood. We got to give some shouts to that.
Hey, man,
it's the
Black
only nigga
Hollywood.
With a fucking stage in his barbershop, man. I love it, dude.
That's dope.
I performed on it
Stage
myself.
In the barbershop, club in the back.
It's cracking.
I'm just excited about everything that's happening. Black Hollywood, man, it is official as of right now. And most importantly, Black Economics, I got my son working with me, so, life is
That's how you
good
do
right
it.
Now, man.
That's
address so it. We can patronize.
8916, first time I released the address publicly, 8916, we ready to rock and roll, 8916 Western Boulevard. We keep it hood-oriented, but like I said, man, it's one of the safest and most secure places you ever gonna enter. It's almost like coming in this motherfucker, nigga. We gotta let you in the gate.
Nigga, we in an undisclosed location right here, motherfucker.
This yeah, like I was just saying.
It's like the Batcave and shit.
It is the Batcave.
All right, man, I'm Mike Robertson, y'all. Thanks for joining again. We took a week off last week. I was out of town. Felt like forever, so glad to be back. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Find me on a stage near you. That's what it do. Oh, I'm at King Mike Boogie on all of my stuff.
Word up.
DeJuan Brown, DeJuan Brown on Facebook. DeJuan B, Instagram, and goddamn Twitter. What's that called? Yeah, Twitter and shit.
Twitter, dude. I don't even be on Twitter like that much anymore.
But I be on Facebook, sportsandthings.com. But I'm actually about to change that website, too, to another name.
Really?
I don't give a fuck about sports like I used to because it's all kind of other shit to talk about right now.
So all kind of other shit and things?
Yeah, it's all kind of other shit and things because like it's all kind of stuff going on in the world. I don't want to give a damn about LeBron James headlining anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, hey.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. All right, JMD. You can catch me at JMD135 on Instagram. I got a Facebook, but I'm more interested on Instagram because I can be more artistic. But working with my man, Bus Driver, building, trying to get this with this next generation of the cats. Shout out to Kamasi Washington, Terrace Martin.
Changing music.
Changing music. Joseph Lionberg, all the young lions out there. Thundercat doing the most. Ronald Bruner Jr. Lamert Park.
Them all my cats, man. The OG polyester player niggas.
That's right. All the OGs.
Kamasi and all them dudes.
All of them dudes. So, yo, and my band, Underground Railroad, the originators of this shit, way before the Roots, before all of them, Freestyle Fellowship, Far Side,
that's dope.
Of that.
Coucher Jeep Productions.
And my good friend, the one who put us on first, the lovely poetess back there. Enough respect, queen.
All right, you guys. Poetess.
All right, man. Much love, y'all. Thanks for tuning in once again. See y'all next week. Holler back.
100.
100, like he said. Hey, I'll take the...